In the name of acceptance, body activists are ignoring regular-sized women.
Uh-oh, it's a fat acceptance one. Oh, no.
Night vision binoculars are the hottest gadgets on the market right now, but they're also essential for low-light situations. Preppers turn to night vision binoculars for night hunting, watching nightlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection and more. Some current industry favourites are Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros are top-rated entry-level night vision binoculars, and my personal favourites. These futuristic binoculars allow you to see and record 4K video, hundreds of yards away in total darkness with predator-like vision. Use the ultra-bright display to zoom in up to 5 times and enjoy anti-shake technology for a crystal-clear picture. It's no wonder tens of thousands of preppers are grabbing these for their arsenal. See in total darkness using predator-like vision with Nightwatch Pros. Get Nightwatch Pros for up to 60% off this month by going to nightwatchpro.com or clicking the link below. For YouTube mobile users, click the More button below to find the link as well. See in the dark with 5x zoom and record in 4K with Nightwatch Pro. So the New York Times says, remember when the heroin chic look reigned supreme? When girls looked up to Kate Moss, who told them in 2009 that nothing tastes as good as skinny feels? When rail-thin runway models ruled the world and young women starved themselves to attain the ideal 00 frame? Society had a problem. And so body positivity activists arrived, agitating for a solution that included a broader definition of beauty. Broader. Like Lizzo here. Now that's what I call broader. Barbie made a curvy doll so little girls could see a realistic representation of womanhood, and although the fashion industry still insisted on sample-sized models, society at large turned its back on the pale, the sunken-eyed look of starvation that dominated the 90s. Even Kate Moss recanted her mantra, the moderate healthy middle is almost glaringly omitted. And yeah, I agree with that. There's something wrong with being too thin, and there's something wrong with being too fat, so why not just be in the middle? Like me, I'd say I'm like, you know, upper middle. Like middle plus. Not fat, not fat, not obese, just middle plus. And so yet another generation of young girls are being bombarded with unhealthy representations of the female body, just this time with two opposing extremes instead of one. Of course, the body positivity movement was necessary and well-intentioned, but no human being should be made to hate their body because it doesn't fit some attainable standard. But like many social movements before it, successive waves have become more and more radical. The New York Post is making sense here. Too thin is too thin, too fat is too fat, and this chick, Tess Holliday, on the Cosmopolitan cover, is too fat. Now, I thought I'd just use the start of this article as a prelude into a few examples of the fat acceptance movement I found on a TikTok. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Brace yourself.
I'm truly loving how the fat acceptance movement allows people to grow.
I think you did your growing by yourself. The fat acceptance movement is just your excuse for that growth.
Because it's not only teaching people that health and body size are not direct corollaries, which is true, but also the bigger point, which is that health is not a requirement for people to be deserving of respect or equality. We hear this issue come up all the time in conversations around fatness where people say things like, well, so long as you're healthy, which is basically to say that if a fat person does not have the privilege of health, then they deserve abuse and discrimination, whereas I, as a healthy fat person, don't. Which is just nonsense. Understanding this is important because it's extremely tempting in the face of prejudice to cling to the health that we experience and try to present it as a representation of our moral value in an attempt to try to alleviate some of the pain that fat phobia brings. But when we do that, we are unintentionally, or sometimes intentionally, taking fat people who do not experience health and throwing them under the bus.
Oh, I'm gonna say lots of words to convince you that me being super fat is totally healthy because of, you know, the words. I'll be honest, I didn't listen to any of that. Fat phobic this, fat phobia that. Just try a couple of salads. You don't have to be perfect, but you're not going to convince me with words that you're healthy.
Cute outfits and fat rhetoric, part 3.
Oh no, it's one of the really jolly ones. Which, fair play, you be happy. You be as happy as you want. But it's just kind of cringe when that jolliness is centered on you wearing 3 sets of curtains from the late 1960s sewn together. You know what I mean? You get that vibe?
You know that you shouldn't be the same size you were in high school, right? Like, you were a child.
Yeah, you shouldn't be the same size as you were when you were a child. She's got me there.
They make fat bikinis. They expect fat people to wear them.
Yeah, that's like a chicken, egg, horse, cart sort of thing. They make fat bikinis because there's fat people. You shouldn't become a fat person because they make fat bikinis.
Your eating disorder should have been treated, not praised. You're allowed to have seconds. Just because they're related to you does not make their opinion about your body correct. I don't care if it's flattering. I'm not glorifying anything by simply existing. You know you don't need to lose weight to find a partner, right? Fat people get married all the time. Take up some damn space. You know what tastes better than kale? Having a healthy relationship with food. Stop apologizing for your body. You deserve to feel pretty.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say with all those last ones, but hey, at least she was a happy fat. She wasn't like a bitter fat. You know the bitter fats?
It never fails that anytime I talk about my eating disorder or all the things I used to do to lose weight, at least one person will pop their head out of the ground just to say, you know, you can lose weight in a healthy way. It doesn't need to be so extreme.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be extreme. Just eat less. I mean, exercise is good too, but it's mostly about just eating less.
And I don't know how else to explain that for me and for many, many other people, that is simply untrue. Because the second I start ignoring my body's cues, it's over. The instant my body tells me it is hungry and I choose either not to feed it or to underfeed it, which is what a calorie deficit is, it knows it's time for famine. It goes into scarcity mode. It thinks I don't have access to food, and as a result, my body turns on all the alarms to try to get me to eat as much as humanly possible so that I can survive this famine.
Yeah, people get hungry when they don't eat as much. If you're used to eating quite a lot, then it might take a bit of getting used to. Go for a walk, have a glass of water, eat an apple.
And I want you to imagine what it's actually like to go through your day with your body screaming at you that it's starving, and you just have to pretend that that's not happening. It's consuming all of your thought space and all of your energy, but you just have to pretend it's not real.
Yeah, it's a bitch, that. It's the same as recovering crackheads, heroin addicts, alcoholics.
There is no way to casually pursue weight loss when you're in that state. The behaviors have to be extreme because it's an extreme situation. So when people talk about how weight loss is not an option for them or weight loss is harmful for them, just believe them. Just take them at their word.
Yeah, look, I understand it's hard. Your drug of choice is food, and it's not like you can go cold turkey on food. But like I said, you've just got to eat less. It's quite simple. All right, here's a palate cleanser. I really like this lady. Have a look at this. Fire, getting stronger. This is how legends are made. Above it all, untouchable. See what I mean? What a champion. Lovely old duck put the effort in, lost the weight, now she looks all happy and shit. Now here's one to drag you right down. I actually did a video on this lady years ago when she did a TED talk.
Yeah, it's interesting that you've just assumed that I eat bad food because of my size.
No, I'd love to know, because if you're really healthy, do you have any joint issues or so you're completely...
I swim 2.5 kilometres a day.
X'd out.
I walk, I exercise all the time. I am in a synchronized swimming team, and I really resent the fact that I have to actually justify my existence.
I mean, I don't know what to say. Oh, she died. Shit. There's nothing wrong with my body. Fat is not a dirty word. If my body tells me something, I will make sure it is heard. If my body is a vessel, I will give it what it needs. I will not betray my body, no matter what they think of me. All right. right, well, that was fun. What are you having for dinner? I'm going to have a piece of lean meat and some salad, and then maybe a large lasagna and some fucking soda, and then 2 punnets of ice cream for dessert. Because I deserve it. But remember, if you find yourself eating expired cake out of a dumpster, you've gone too far. What are your thoughts? Leave them down below or at my super duper gay half-step brother-in-law's Twitter account, B Skills. I'll see you in the next one, fatties. Recession, session. Any better days?